This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. The neighborhood around the American Airlines Center in Dallas was born a decade ago with promises of bustling commerce and restaurants, day and night, game days or off days. Despite thousands of apartments and condos, Victory Parks never lived up to that promise, so developers are trying a reboot. One-way streets are built for speed. And while that's great for folks driving to the American Airlines Center, pedestrians avoid Houston Street and Victory Avenue at all costs. Urban planner Patrick Kennedy says some people would rather pony up for parking than dodge traffic.
One anecdote that I've heard from a number of people that work in the Crescent area, which is like three blocks away, they drive to games because they don't feel safe walking the three blocks.
Those one-way streets will soon become two-way. Kennedy says that's a step in the right direction. It will make the neighborhood safer to get around and encourage business. By the fall of 2017, Victory Park will have a crop of new restaurants, including a 24-hour Buzz Brews. A movie theater is on the way, and so is a Pilates studio. A 23-story office tower is in the works, and well over 1,000 new apartments will go up in the next couple years. Patrick Kennedy says that doesn't guarantee success.
Ultimately, that's the supply of a lot of stuff, and it doesn't really necessarily answer the second half of the equation, which is there the demand side to populate those businesses and for them to do well?
Terry Montese says, just wait and see. He's the founder and CEO of Trademark Property, the retail development company for Victory Park.
You're not going to recognize Victory Park in fall of 17.
He says he agrees the neighborhood didn't live up to what was billed the first time around.
Signage wasn't finished. The public amenities weren't finished. The art program wasn't finished. The lighting wasn't finished. The light wasn't installed at Victory Park Lane and Olive, on and on and on. So it really was never finished.
Montese says the story will end differently this time around, especially since one of the reboot's priorities is making Victory Park easier to navigate without a car. That's a pretty significant turn for a city obsessed with the auto. One of Dallas's first protected bike lanes is being built from the Katy Trail along Houston Street.
There is a concrete curb that will be poured. I think some of them already have been poured. That will separate the bike lane from the travel lanes.
Ashley Hare is the bicycle engineer for the city of Dallas. She says this project is important for safety and...
It completely prevents people from parking in the bike lane, which is a problem that we have.
The reboot makes way for cyclists, helps connect the American Airlines Center to the surrounding neighborhood, and pours money into new business. It's that last part that still has Patrick Kennedy a little skeptical. He doesn't believe in, if you build it, they will come.
No, that's never true, and that's one of the worst phrases in real estate.
Still, developers insist that making Victory Park a vibrant commercial district isn't just a dream. It's a promise. Courtney Collins, KERA News.